Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble, at your service, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad to be with you. I'm glad to be in Washington, D.C., my favorite city on the in the planet. Well, okay, maybe I like Stockholm a little better than Washington, but basically, the U.S. cities, Washington's my favorite, and I'm here, as you know, celebrating Small Business Week and in our annual pilgrimage to D.C. to celebrate Small Business Week, to support the SBA. This is my 11th consecutive year to do that, and we just couldn't be happier supporting the SBA. They do great work here and across the country as well. And I'm very excited about having an outstanding member of our Brain Trust back on the show, Congressman Steve Chabot, ranking member of the Small Business Committee in Congress, in the House side of Congress. And he is represents the 1st District of Ohio, which is the southern tip down or in the Cincinnati area, beautiful, beautiful part of Ohio. And he is not only my friend, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a small business owner, he's your friend. Congressman Chabot, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you, Jim. It's great to be with you and your listeners, and thank you for all the great work that you do on behalf of small businesses all over this country.
Well, I appreciate that, Congressman, but you're up there fighting it. I really kind of don't worry about small business owners too much, because at least when they're in their own businesses, because they take care of themselves. What I really worry about, and the reason I'm glad you're in Congress, I really worry about what kind of mischief Congress can be up to from time to time with regard to small business owners. And you're up there going best two falls out of three with some folks who really, whether they mean to or they don't mean to, actually can do us some harm.
Unfortunately, they can do some harm, and some harm was just done recently when Congress passed the budget for next year and decided that the government knows how to spend our money more wisely than individuals and small businesses do.
Yeah.
And what they did, the budget that was just passed, they decided to do away with the tax cuts that we passed a couple of years ago back in 2001 and 2003, like reducing the capital gains rates and the marginal rates across the board. All those tax cuts that were passed, we didn't have the votes in the Senate to make them permanent. So what they did is they're on the glide path to those tax cuts going away, which means taxes will go up. And when you're in a relatively weak economy, as we are, the last thing you want to be doing is raising taxes. And the folks that pay those individual taxes tend to be small business folks.
Yeah,
The government too often considers them to be rich. And in reality, we know that most small business folks plow a lot of that profit back into the business so they can grow and hire more people. And, so it's just a mistake for us to be raising taxes.
Well, I want to come back to that last part that you mentioned, but before we do, I want you to tell us what they're doing, did they repeal the tax cuts? Did they refuse to extend them? Are they claiming that they're, what it actually is in the budget?
Well, here's what happens. Every year we pass a budget. Now, the budget is like your blueprint for spending for the next year. It determines how much you can spend. And what they do is continue to spend not only at the high rates that we've been spending in recent years, but even higher rates. And the way that you're going to get the money to do that is by allowing tax cuts that are already in effect that we've been living with for a number of years now. They're going to let those tax cuts lapse or go away. So that's their plan, and this budget, it doesn't officially make those tax cuts go away, but it says here's what we intend to do. There hasn't been a lot of press about that, Jim, and I think we need to focus a lot of attention, because I'm hoping that
I'm glad you're
Yeah.
Go ahead.
If we get enough folks contacting their member of Congress, both in the House and in the Senate, telling them, hey, this is the last time we ought to be raising taxes when we're, you know, maybe heading into a weakening economy, perhaps even a recession. We may already be in one. You know, we don't know, unfortunately,
yep,
until after you've had several quarters of, you know, negative growth. So we really don't know for sure. But the last thing you want to do is raise taxes. So I would encourage people to get in touch with their member of Congress and either send them an email or write them a letter or give them a call, say, don't raise my taxes. And, you know, there's a lot of small business folks out there, and they have a lot of influence with their member of Congress. So I'd encourage
absolutely
them to contact them.
Millions and tens of millions, including employees. Owners
absolutely
and employees, Small Business USA is about 100 million, ladies and gentlemen. We get together, we can make a difference. Quick break, right back with Congressman Steve Chabot. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Duke of Earl. We're having a great time. We're here in Washington, D.C., in our nation's capital, celebrating Small Business Week. And one of the we couldn't celebrate Small Business Week without the ranking member of the Small Business Committee in the House of Representatives, Congressman Steve Chabot from Ohio. He's our good friend. He's your good friend. And Congressman Chabot, you were talking about the budget a minute ago.
Yeah.
And so let me see if I understand this. Is this because of the PAYGO thing that they've got there? In other words, they are you saying that since with the PAYGO, that meaning that you only pay for what you can, you only go forward with what you can pay for. If they raise the budget in certain areas, they have to find the money, and one way they find the money is not to extend the tax cuts.
Yes, that's pretty much right. In order to spend something, you have to have the money, and the way they get the money is to do away with the tax cuts that we already passed. And
So, folks, this is a way for them to say that they didn't raise taxes. Because what they do, we've got, and this is the catch 22 for you and me, small business owners, is we've got these tax cuts out there that are hanging in the balance. They have to be renewed and approved. This is money that you are now not paying to the government, that you're putting back into your business to create all these jobs you've created. And so if Congress needs to spend more money, all they have to do is not renew the tax increases, the tax cuts, and they get the money and they don't raise taxes, at least in their story.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And they're saying in their public statements that they're not raising taxes. And, you know, it's technicality as to whether they are or they're not, but it has the same effect because people are now used to the tax cuts because they've been in effect since 2001 and 2003, especially the capital gains tax cuts. I mean, who wants to see those things go back up to 28%?
Nobody. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And that would be devastating to the economy. And they like to say, well, it's just tax cuts for the rich. Well, that's not the case. There's lots of middle-class folks that take advantage of that through mutual funds. And we're talking about, small business owners here. So it's just the last thing we ought to be doing.
Well, you know, Congressman, I've talked to small business owners across this country and even in other countries. And I've asked them this one question that I always ask, this one particular question. If you had more of your tax dollars or to put back to back, you didn't have to pay that to the government, whatever you didn't have to pay, or if you had more tax cuts, what would you do with that money? Would you spend it? Would you buy a new car? Would you go around the world on a vacation? Would you buy a fur coat? What would you do with that money? And every single one of them, Congressman, without blinking, without a second hesitation, every one of them instantaneously said, I'd put it back in my business.
Right, because it's the best investment that they can make.
That's
right. When you put money in the stock market or a mutual fund, somebody else is controlling that money, and you're depending on them to make the right decisions and do the right thing. When you're a small business owner, that's one of the great things about being a small business owner is that you control things. And, of course, there's market forces out there, and we're not always successful. But for the most part, you rely upon your own judgment and your own expertise and your own decision-making more than you do on somebody else's. And that's what's so great about being a small business person.
And it's the best investments America could make in, by investing in small business, because Congressman Shabbat, the experiment is no longer an experiment. It's a natural law now, as far as I'm concerned. The tax cuts of 01 and 03 have created the millions of jobs and the robust economy that we have had for the last 5 or 6 years because of the tax cuts. Now, that's exactly. Supply-side economics. It's no longer an experiment. It's a fact.
It's exactly right. And the question comes down to a question of your philosophy. Do you think that you know how to better spend the money that you earned, or would you rather invest it in the government and let the bureaucrats make the decision? And it's not even close to me.
Now, folks, you know why I tell you that Congressman Shabbat is your best friend, whether you know it or not. Congressman Shabbat, and thank you for that staunch support of us that you provide us every day. I want to change subjects for a second.
Sure.
There's something else I'm concerned about, HSA substantiation mandate. Now, folks, if you remember, I talked about this with Karen Kerrigan yesterday with the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Congressman, this is a bill that was passed in the House that, as you probably know, requires people with HSA to do an extra layer of substantiation, and it's going to make HSAs less desirable, and health savings accounts are very important for small business owners, and they're going to be more important. What do you know about this?
Yeah, you're exactly right, and HSAs or health savings accounts are a great idea and work very well for a number of people. Unfortunately, when the rules were set up, and this was actually, if you want to name one person that's responsible for the complexity, it's Teddy Kennedy.
Yep.
He didn't really want them to be successful, you know.
Because they're the opposite. They're the opposite of universal health care, which is what he wants.
That's exactly right. The liberals basically want government-controlled health care like they have in Canada or Sweden or Great Britain or some other place. They want that here in the United States, and that would be a big mistake in my view, but that's their philosophy. And so HSAs go against that because HSAs are basically allowing people to have more control, and as they're building up their accounts, give them tax advantages and let them use some of that money tax-free. That's the whole idea. And so they're trying to go back and make it even more complicated for a company to have a health savings account than currently exists. We need to change that. But unfortunately, the new Congress is going in the opposite direction.
Yep. Folks, this is the scary part. Stand by. Quick break. Right back with Congressman Shabbat. By the way, Congressman Shabbat is catching a plane in a little bit. This is how dedicated he is to you and me, folks. Even though he's moving towards catching a plane, he still wants to talk to you. And that's the mark of a champion for small business. Tim Till, stay with me. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out when you get a chance. I'm not going to tell you a lot about them because we got a lot of good stuff to talk about. Besides that, we're visiting with our good friend Congressman Steve Shabbat from the 1st District of Ohio in the southern part of the beautiful state of Ohio, Cincinnati area. And folks, Congressman Shabbat's running for re-election this year, as all congressmen are, congresswomen are. And if you're listening to us, if you're listening to this show in anywhere around the 1st District of Ohio, please support Congressman Shabbat. Especially if you're a small business owner, you don't need to be complacent about this. We need Congressman Shabbat to stay in Congress. And Congressman, I good luck this year in the campaign.
Hey, Jim, I appreciate that. I always have a target on me because I represent a swing district. You know, districts.
Yeah.
About 90% of the congressional districts are either overwhelmingly Republican or overwhelmingly Democratic.
Yep.
Mine was the three previous members of my district were all Democrats. I'm a Republican. And the district was carried George Bush last time over Kerry by 1 point, 50 to 49. So it just shows you the nature of the district.
Yeah, well, good luck this year. We don't need to lose you. We like what you do and how hard you work for small business owners, Congressman. The another thing that I'm concerned about right now is the trade agreements. We're not moving forward with the trade agreements. I'm very upset about losing. So far, at least, we haven't gained the trade agreement with Colombia. If there ever was a country, if there ever was a president, a leader, who deserved everything we can do for them, it's Uribe in Colombia. What do you think?
You are absolutely right, and he's got a deal with Chavez just over his border in Venezuela, who's always stirring up mischief there.
Yep.
And they've been, Colombia has been a great ally to the United States, and why we would basically slap him in the face by dragging this thing out makes no sense to me, but it's unfortunately politics. And
I consider a vote. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Jim. What was that again?
I said I consider a vote against Uribe to be a vote for Chavez.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the shame of it is, those that are opposed to this, who think like they're working in America's best interests. The reality is the Colombian products come into our country virtually tariff-free already. So they're taking advantage of our markets. What this would do is it would put us on an even playing field, so our companies, both large businesses and small businesses, and a lot more small businesses now are on the international scene and trading overseas, it would allow our folks to sell their products overseas. So that would help Americans and help American jobs here in this country.
A lot of people might be saying, Congressman, well, how much, you know, what American companies would want to sell in Colombia? How big a deal could that be? Well, Doug Barry is with the U.S. Commercial Services Division of the Department of Commerce. He's going to be on the show in the next hour. And about a year or so ago, he told us that there's a Tennessee company that makes salsa, and their number one market is Mexico. Think about that. A Tennessee company selling salsa to Mexico.
Yep.
Now, if a Tennessee company can do that, then anybody in America could sell something to Colombia. I can tell you that right now.
You're absolutely right, and there's a lot of equipment, farm equipment, and other things that we sell, you know, all around the world, and that creates jobs here in this country and good-paying jobs. So the more we can trade other countries, as long as it's on a fair playing field, we ought to be encouraging that. And this Colombia deal ought to go through in a heartbeat, but unfortunately, Nancy Pelosi, the new Speaker of the House, is blocking it.
Well, and we ought to be bending over backwards, folks. He's fighting narco-terrorism down there. He's doing so many things, as Congressman said. He's fighting off. He's got a border with Chavez. He's fighting that guy off, the influences of him. We ought to be bending over backwards to help these people. Folks, these are examples of where people are playing politics with things that are important to real-life human beings, and it really upsets me, Congressman Chavez.
Yeah, it should. It ought to sell all Americans, because they're blocking this trade agreement with Colombia, which is clearly not only in the best interests of Uribe and a strong ally of the United States, but it's in the best interest of the American people. But some of the powerful unions in this country don't want to see any trade deals, even the ones that are of significant importance to our country and our national security. And the Colombia deal certainly falls into that category.
Congressman, give us your website, please.
Our website is www.house, like House of Representatives, .gov, G-O-V, for government, /Chabot, C-H-A-B-O-T. But I always tell people, just Google my name, Steve Chabot, C-H-A-B-O-T, and the top one on there is going to be our official website.
He's made a payroll, ladies and gentlemen. You can tell he has. He cares about you and me. Congressman Chabot, thank you for being here. Good job today. Safe travels to Washington.
Thank you very much, Jim.
See you later. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Happy Small Business Week.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.